Chapter 17. Trembling violently. "Look up, my love," says the hairdresser. "Behold your image in my winder, but not correcter than in my art." "My image," she says. "Yourn," replies the hairdresser. "But whose image is that?" she says. "A painting at one o' the gentleman." "No one's, my love," he says. "It is but a idea." "A idea," she cries. "It is a portrait. I feel it is a portrait, and that ere noble face must be in the millingtary." "What do I hear?" says he, a crumpling his curls. "William Gibbs," she says, quite firm. "Never renew the subject. I respect you as a friend," she says, "but my affections is set upon that manly brow." "This," says the hairdresser, "is a reglar blight, and in it I perceive the hand of fate." Farival. With these words he rushes into the shop, breaks the dummy's nose with a blow of his curling irons, melts him down at the parlor fire, and never smiles arterwards. Apostrophe, the young lady, Mr. Weller? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the housekeeper. "Why, ma'am," apostrophe said Sam, finding that fate had a spite agin her, and everybody she come into contact with, she never smiled neither, but read a deal o' poetry and pined away, by rather slow degrees, for she ain't dead yet. It took a deal o' poetry to kill the hairdresser, and some people say arter all that it was more the gin and water as caused him to be run over. P'raps it was a little o' both, and came o' mixing the two. Apostrophe, the barber declared that Mr. Weller had related one of the most interesting stories that had ever come within his knowledge, in which opinion the housekeeper entirely concurred. "Are you a married man, sir?" apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Sam. The barber replied that he had not that honor. "I suppose you mean to be?" apostrophe, apostrophe, said Sam. "Well," apostrophe, replied the barber, rubbing his hands smirkingly, "I don't know. I don't think it's very likely." "Apostrophe, that's a bad sign," apostrophe, said Sam. "If you'd said you meant to be one o' these days, I should ha' looked upon you as being safe. You're in a worry precarious state." "Apostrophe, I am not conscious of any danger, at all events," apostrophe, returned the barber. "No more woes I, sir," apostrophe, said the elder Mr. Weller, interposing. "Those were my symptoms, exactly. I've been took that way twice. Keep your weather eye open, my friend, or you're gone." Apostrophe, there was something so very solemn about this admonition, both in its matter and manner, and also in the way in which Mr. Weller still kept his eye fixed upon the unsuspecting victim, that nobody cared to speak for some little time, and might not have cared to do so for some time longer, if the housekeeper had not happened to sigh, which called off the old gentleman's attention, and gave rise to a gallant inquiry, whether there was anything worry piercing in that ere little heart? Apostrophe, apostrophe, dear me, Mr. Weller. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the housekeeper, laughing. No, but is there anything as agitates it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, pursued the old gentleman. Has it always been obdurate, always opposed to the happiness o' human creatures? Eh? Has it? Apostrophe, at this critical juncture for her blushes and confusion, the housekeeper discovered that more ale was wanted, and hastily withdrew into the cellar to draw the same, followed by the barber, who insisted on carrying the candle. Having looked after her with a very complacent expression of face, and after him with some disdain, Mr. Weller caused his glance to travel slowly round the kitchen, until at length it rested on his son. "Sammy," apostrophe, said Mr. Weller, "I mistrust that barber."
"Apostrophe, what for?"
"Apostrophe, apostrophe," returned Sam. "What's he got to do with you? You're a nice man, you are, arter pretending all kinds o' terror, to go a paying compliments and talking about hearts and piercers." Apostrophe, the imputation of gallantry appeared to afford Mr. Weller the utmost delight, for he replied in a voice choked by suppressed laughter, and with the tears in his eyes, "Woes I a talking about hearts and piercers, woes I though, Sammy, eh?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe, woes you? Of course you woes."
apostrophe, she don't know no better, Sammy, there ain't no harm in it, no danger, Sammy, she's only a punster. She seemed pleased, though, didn't she? Oh, course, she was pleased, it's natural she should be, worry natural. Apostrophe, he's wane of it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Sam, joining in his father's mirth. He's actually wane. Apostrophe, apostrophe, hush. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied Mr. Weller, composing his features, they're a coming back, the little heart's a coming back. But mark these words o' mine once more, and remember 'em when your father says he said 'em. Samuel, I mistrust that ear deceitful barber. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.